Yeah, it's Lacker, and for this month's Healthy Kids, Healthy Colorado, I'm here with Dr. Natalie Abramson from Children's Hospital Colorado, and we're going to talk about bullying and how we can help prevent it. When does sibling rivalry cross the line into bullying?
I think parents can fall into a trap of sort of writing it all off. Brothers will be brothers, or all brothers and sisters fight like cats and dogs. That's actually not true, and it's actually rather problematic. So there can be emotional wounds both in the short term and the long term from sibling conflict getting too far.
What do we do when we recognize it, that it's a problem? How do we intervene?
I think we have to set standards, and I think the standards for how one is supposed to act and how one is also supposed to be treated by others should be as high, if not higher, inside the home as outside the home. And also, another point of that is that if you're tolerating your older brother picking on you, you're going to also tolerate other people at school being mean to you and not realizing that that's not the way that you should be treated in the world, and you're not going to stick up for yourself as well.
That's all great advice. For more tips and information from Children's Hospital Colorado, visit childrenscolorado.org/Alice.